medical expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 and we'll see you February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. here at KHNC 1368.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course with us this morning, Friday morning, as customarily, we have Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be talking about the very important issues that Joel has analyzed in his weekly letter. So, Joel, why don't you go ahead and get on with the program here.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's certainly good to be with you again. You know, it's scandal season and the political season, and this week in the news, in the World Affairs Brief, I'm analyzing how important it is how the media treats each scandal. They can give them plenty of press if they want to destroy a candidate, or they can minimize a scandal if they want to protect someone. And today we're going to analyze the current scandal with John McCain and what I feel the New York Times is really trying to do. And the potential scandals that loom for Barack Obama, all of these things, could determine. It's like Ron Paul said when he was describing why he hasn't quit the presidential race. He says, it's not over till it's over. You know, he was referring to the fact that at any time something can come up, a scandal, an indiscretion, anything that could embarrass a major candidate and ruin his political career. And certainly such a thing has come up. But it looks like it's coming up in minimalist form. It looks like the New York Times, in releasing that bombshell, which they've been holding back for many months, by the way, is coming out in such a minimalist form that it's allowing McCain to get around it, and that's what I'll describe. Essentially, what the New York Times, and Drudge was the first one to get some insider information out on this clear back in December, the New York Times notice endorsed McCain while they were sitting on this story. Now, that tells you something about what they may have in mind by this and why they've delayed it till now. Obviously, if they brought this up at the time that McCain was floundering in his campaign, it would have been much more difficult for the powers that be with the major newspaper endorsements to raise McCain out of obscurity and resurrect his campaign. But essentially, we have a case that occurred 8 years ago while McCain was running for president. He was jet-setting around the country, and as senator, he had a lot of dealings with Vicki Eisman, who was a major lobbyist for Paxson Communications, who had certain major proposals before the Congress on a committee that McCain was sitting for. And so he was having, apparently, according to a couple of aides, a very romantic relationship with her in the back of a jet, Paxson Communication jet that they were going from the Miami area back to Washington, which in itself is an indiscretion to be flying on someone's private jet who's a lobbyist and receiving benefits that you're not declaring. But in any case, this was probably not a one-time event because former campaign officials have said they tried to keep Ms. Eisman away from the senator at public events. She was everywhere, always around him, always coming to the office. This was obviously a very warmed-up relationship. And the only thing damaging that the Times reported, because they didn't tell who had made these accusations, they left that open to weaken the story. But they did say McCain acknowledged to his aides having behaved inappropriately. Now, that's a very big generic thing. If you think that they would never make a statement unless it was softened to a certain extent. So it's got to be a lot worse than inappropriately, but inappropriately is even bad enough, which means there was some kind of romantic hanky-panky going on between the center. Now, this is not unknown to McCain. He's a serial adulterer. He's had multiple affairs. You look at his biography as a Navy pilot on the prowl, the same time I was in the Navy during the Vietnam era, and I'll tell you, the pilots were just as raunchy and as morals as you can be. It was one constant, going after women after another, and those of us Christian pilots in a squadron were under a tremendous amount of pressure to make sure that this didn't get back to their wives, what they were doing. They were having stag parties, and they were having all kinds of affairs, and of course, this all blew up in the Tailhook Convention in 1991. That was almost, 20 years after I was in the service, but it was still going on. The Tailhook Convention is named after this Tailhook Association of Carrier Pilots, who have a tailhook on the back of carrier aviation to grab the arresting wire to slow an aircraft down or stop it on an aircraft carrier. And so this association was known for its rowdy annual convention, and it all blew up in 1991 when a couple of women military officers were groped, and one was raped and other things. And so the Navy had been, of course, covering for this for so many years and looking the other way and not disciplining officers when women had protested the kind of conduct they were subjected to at this convention. And finally it all blew up, and the Navy had to admit that they were culpable, heads rolled at the top, surprisingly, and things did change. I will say that from my contacts with Navy pilots, immorality hasn't stopped, but at least it isn't done under the aegis of the squadron. It isn't done under official Navy auspices, and there's, it's, in other words, if you're immoral, they say in the Navy, at least do it privately and don't embarrass the Navy. If you embarrass the Navy, you're going to get out. And so it's, kind of a cover your rear end type of strategy. The Navy, I don't ever expect them to live up to the honors or the honor that they claim as military officers. They've long since given up on that. But this is the kind of mentality that John McCain came out of in his military background. And he's never got over it, as far as what most people close to the senator can say. He's always chasing after girls and women and younger women. And he even, to his great disgrace, even did inappropriate things to the wife of a missing in action officer who was left overseas, thanks to McCain and other senators who whitewashed the POW-MIA issue and whitewashed the fact that Russia had taken many of our prisoners to Russia to do experimental drugs testing on for mind control issues. The Chinese had certain prisoners. All of that was known to the CIA. We had defectors coming out like General Jan Senja of Czechoslovakia, who documented all of this. Just a real tragedy.
And we'll be back in just a moment here with those scholars. And we do carry the book that talks about General Senja, All Betrayed.
Real tragedy.
Radio Liberty.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a bottle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel was just talking about the fact that an awful lot of our servicemen who were abandoned in Vietnam, were taken either to Moscow or China for experimentation. And of course, the CIA knew it, and John McCain knew it because he was in charge of the investigation back in 1991 for the United States Senate. And did everything he could to cover up the betrayal of those servicemen and to make sure that none of them would ever come home. And certainly the story of what happened to the servicemen is covered in a book we carry called Betrayed by Joe Douglas, who I'm sure that Joel knows very well. It's a great book, one of the most important books we have on the men who were abandoned, and largely abandoned specifically by Senator John McCain. Go right ahead.
Well, this is a great tragedy, and of course, John McCain wouldn't have anything particularly against the people who were left behind, but this is indicative of a person who is controlled by the powers that be because he's got something to hide, and they're granting him immunity, and they use that blackmail / immunity system in order to keep and control members of Congress. Obviously, they play these kinds of games in order to fool the American people. And so, this is a real Manchurian candidate we've got here. This is a very controlled, corrupt individual who the system is protecting. And, other people, even other than myself, like Josh Marshall, a well-known leftist blogger at Talking Points Memo, agrees that the New York Times is strangely holding something back. This is actually a commentary by Kevin Drum of Washington Monthly. He says, Josh Marshall thinks there's more to meet the eye. At the moment, it seems to me that we have a story from the Times that reads more like it's been had, reads like it's had most of the meat lawyered out of it. What he's referring to there is lawyers, take out anything that can be construed as liability problems. And a lot of miscellany and fluff has been packed in where the meat was. I find it very difficult to believe, says Marshall, that the Times would have put their chin out so far on this story if they didn't know a lot more than they felt they could put in the article, at least on the first go. Equally telling is the McCain camp response and their clear unwillingness to address or deny the specific key points. He says, read the statement closely. It's all bluster. And it is. It's just bluster. But I think one of the bigger stories is that many other newspapers were working on this well, including the New Republic. And the Times, according to Kevin Drum, says the Times only went with the story now because the New Republic was set to run a piece on Monday about internal dissensions at the paper on whether or not to run the long-held article. So all of these papers, of course, are establishment news rags that are trying to protect a candidate like McCain, who is the establishment favorite. And so you have journalists who are working on this, and you have editors up at the top who are stonewalling and saying, well, we can't run it yet. We need more research on this. And it just, and this is how it really happens. It's not that all the journalists are involved in a conspiracy to protect McCain. Most of the journalists at the investigative level are honest. But it's their editors, the top people at the top, that run with these agendas. So the New Republic, as well as the New York Times, were anguishing over how to protect McCain. We have to keep in mind the New York Times had already come out and endorsed McCain for the Republican nomination, and it did so while they were in possession of these damaging statements by former McCain staffers. So if they really wanted to kill the McCain campaign, they would have told all before their endorsement. My analysis is that the Times is playing the role of spoiling the story for future use, so that it can't be used in the future by McCain's enemies within the conservative wing of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. By revealing it now in its mildest form, they allow McCain to come out with a press conference full of indignation, which he did. In essence, by offering up the story in minimalist form, they allow it to be written off more easily and dismissed later on. As a blogger on CNN named RK said, I believe the New York Times has elicited the precise response they were aiming for, a rallying of support for a candidate they endorse. The credibility of the accusations, he says, are non-existent. Actually, the credible parts were simply withheld. This is a carefully calculated media maneuver. If anyone tries to bring up later, McCain and his defenders will always say, that's old stuff, and it's already been resolved. This is precisely what they did to sanitize the various stories of George W. Bush and his moral indiscretions and his shoddy National Guard service. And as you and I talked about yesterday on another program, I mean, this was just incredible how they took the National Guard issue of George W. Bush, which was true. He did not come to drills. He was in, and he was protected from being ousted out of the National Guard. And they took the testimony of a superior officer, which was true, and then they forged a letter, not written by him, with all the true information in it, so that the true information could be written off because the letter itself was a forgery. I mean, this was just brilliant, Dr. Stan, and how, you know, Dan Rather went along with it. He took the heat over this. I do not believe that he could not have known the real story behind this. I mean, he took the heat for this. He was going to retire anyway, and so this was going down for the system. But this was brilliant to take an absolutely true fact, forge a letter about it so that you could come out public and say this is a forgery, implying that the facts were forged. But the facts were not forged. Only the letter describing the facts was forged.
It really was brilliant. I remember at the time thinking, how can they be so much smarter than we are? Of course, the reason that they can get away with it is because nobody ever points out what they're doing.
Well, and of course, you and I pointed out, but the media doesn't pick that up. They are in denial of things and in a protection mode. You know, the L.A. Times revealed or published McCain's denials on this. I believe he was protesting too loudly, made some mistakes by categorically denying things. It would have been so easy. Listen to what he said, or what their description is. McCain, who's on the verge of clinching the GOP nomination, categorically denied that he'd ever had a romantic relationship with Eisman, or that he'd ever done anything that would betray the public trust or give undue favor to lobbyists. I mean, can you imagine? John McCain, one of the Keating Five senators who was, in essence convicted of having supported this savings and loan debacle, the Keating, who was an Arizona developer who had his own savings and loan, and it was protected from scrutiny against the federal investigators on behalf of five senators, and John McCain was one of them. How dare he say that I've never betrayed the public trust or given undue favor to lobbyists? Then he said that his staffers never told him that they were concerned with this relationship. Now, he never would have said that, in my opinion, had he not been assured that the New York Times was not going to come out and actually contradict him with the specific sources from those staffers that they have. They have all the, they have tape recordings of the interviews with these people saying that they warned him and the details of warning him. They have the details of the type of romantic relationship he had in the back of that air, that jet, which obviously was more than hand-holding. So I believe he never, I mean, this would be a slam-dunk perjury conviction if it were in a court of law for him to say, they never told me, and to bring out the people who did tell it. Well, it's that last statement, of course, that the Times could make hay with, knowing that they have the testimony, but they won't do it. They could paint him as a liar. If the Times doesn't pursue this, to me, it will be proof of intent to sabotage this scandal, not McCain, and not see it through. And for McCain, as I said, you know, this isn't a slight lapse, a one-time occurrence. He's been at this for a long time. And, you know, even his wife, Cindy, had the audacity to stand up in this conference, which I saw on television, and defend McCain and say he would never dishonor this family by having an affair with someone else. When here's a woman who had an affair with him while he was married to another person. This is a person who knows about his molesting the MIA wife, you know, while the husband, you know, never came back from Vietnam. And he's upset many of the people in the POW MIA community. And, you know, it brings up the question, to what depth will a potential first lady stoop to protect her roving husband and to protect her future position? And these people are without principle and without morals.
Agreed. That's what a tragic choice we're going to have in November.
And it looks like we've got an immoral, you know, worse than heterosexual immorality. We've got homosexual immorality with Barack Obama. We've got an actual man, Larry Sinclair, claiming that he, in fact, has had multiple homosexual relationships with Obama, as well as the use of cocaine. And so it's a very serious allegation. In fact, Larry Sinclair claims that he has received threats and intimidation from the Obama staff trying to silence him on this issue. He claims he's willing to submit to a polygraph test, and a website has put up $10,000 for the right to record the polygraph test and $100,000 to Sinclair if he passes it. So we'll see what happens in that. But even more importantly is that Sinclair says that one of the major Chicago newspapers, probably the Tribune, has got an investigative reporter on it and is trying to either back up his story or debunk the story. And so this would be interesting to tell. Once again, the theme of my World Affairs Brief this time is to analyze whether or not the establishment press will kill these stories or let them run. And we are seeing that the New York Times so far is playing a very sophisticated game of revealing only a portion of the mildest forms of a scandal so as to allow it to die away. It's a very sophisticated technique that gives the impression that they're being honest, the impression that they're attacking a scandal when they're not really attacking it. And with the Barack Obama thing, they don't even dare let this out, I believe, because it would just stifle to have him be known as a gay president, not to mention in his radical leftist background. He's got Marxists all over his early years from his radical anti-American background. And even his wife has made certain statements like, for the first time in my life, I can be proud of being an American. You know, she's even made certain slurs about her husband. You know, he's a stinky person and he's done this and this, and, you know, kind of making statements that are a little bit too honest, and frankly, you know, she talked about him snoring, and they have really put the pressure on her to be more careful. This is a very manipulated campaign. Now, if they were really wanting to put Hillary Clinton in office, they would not allow Barack Obama to be protected so much. It's my opinion at this point that they're going for Barack Obama, that they're going to kill the Hillary campaign in the primary. And while I'm not sad about that, you know, we're certainly not going to get any defense of liberty from Barack Obama, and we're not even going to get out of the war. I mean, this is mere rhetoric about change in Washington. Even if he were sincere about change, the powers that be have untold methods of throwing crises at a president and with the media hyping enough to force them to respond in ways that they want him to respond. And if he fails to respond, they've got many options they can do to crucify a person in the press and make them very unpopular.
Well, I think it's really pointed that the story, which is broken certainly by Joe Farah and the World Daily, you know, just hasn't gotten the front headlines, you know, in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the one about Obama and homosexuality. So obviously somebody's covering up that story.
Yes, well, you know, if the Chicago Tribune is, you know, got a report on this, checking hotel registers, limo rentals, and other aspects of Larry Sinclair's story, if nothing shows up in the Tribune, then I would suspect that the story was corroborated. The establishment has decided to bury it. And if they can find a few select holes in Larry Sinclair's story, then they'll do a hatchet job and then defuse the story and make it go away. But I don't think they even want this out at all because, you know, being a gay president would be just the death knell, even the suspicion of being gay. We look at what it did to Larry Craig in Idaho, and these people are extremely secretive in hiding their sins.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Network.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues. Like dirt being blown into the air. A frost ball in an open field. Or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a copy of the weekly World Affairs Brief, and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it, as I do.
Well, my World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. On my website, if they go there, they'll find all of the major stories of each day posted with links to them. My volunteer staff has pre-selected the best of the stories. Even though these are conventional news sources, it does save a lot of people time to have those pre-sorted for them. And then I do a commentary at the end of each week, adding the information that is left out of the conventional news stories. As you know and have said often, this is how the media is manipulated most often, is by what they refuse to tell. They would alter people's opinion. And, of course, we've been discussing that in today's interview here, that with this scandal on McCain, it's what they're not telling that would make it much more credible, a much stronger scandal, that leads me to believe that they're protecting McCain and defusing a scandal by only issuing it in its mildest form. For example, you know, the media was very, very, very much suppressed the candidacy of Ron Paul, and suddenly NPR Radio had a major piece on Ron Paul, but only about his being challenged in his congressional primary by another you know, neocon conservative. And as one, as two people wrote in, and they gave letters, they were reading letters to the station. They were critical. The coverage said, you didn't give Ron Paul the time of day during his active campaign for president, and now you do a major story on him because he's being challenged in his primary and likely to be defeated. It seems like you're only interested in his defeat. And, of course, this is all too true. I applaud NPR for reading those criticisms, but it doesn't do anywhere near or doesn't compensate for the damage they do in the initial article. So it's true that Representative Paul is being challenged by a man named Chris Pedden. He used to be a person who was a Texas city councilman, very lavish in his praise of Ron Paul, and somebody got to him and he decided to run against Ron Paul, and he's taken on a very strong neocon position. You know, he's saying things like he's touting the old Islamo-fascist terrorists were responsible for 9/11, and the incumbent thinks that meaning Ron Paul thinks that America's Middle East policies are responsible for the attack. Well, certainly the Middle East policies are responsible for the hatred against America, because we've been intervening in these countries for so long. You know, Pedden fails to point out in his desire to trump this interventionist agenda here is that, you know, America's bankrupt, and where's all the money and manpower going to come to continue to intervene in the hot spots around the world? President Bush is now in Africa promising all kinds of aid and military assistance to Africa. It's just going to end up in a major war scenario someday, and the U.S. will be strung out so badly that we will, and I think it's intentional that we're doing this to our military so that we'll not be able to defend ourselves at a crucial time, which will get us into a very strong nuclear conflict, ending up in a new world order. But it's also, as a side note here, you know, the Comptroller General David Walker, who's made various public appearances stating how bad the financial condition of this nation is, that we're essentially bankrupt, that we have $54 trillion of debt. You know, I was just amazed that a long-standing Comptroller General of the United States could be this forthright and was not a politician like most of the rest that were softening these things and making excuses for them. And he was telling Glenn Beck to a response to, you know, how do you get away with saying all this stuff? And he says, well, as long as I don't name names and tell who's responsible for this, they let me go. Well, they are letting him go. He's being forced to resign. He's claiming it's voluntary, but, you know, anybody who works for the government submits their resignation before they start work, and so this is, I'm sure, a forced resignation from Walker because he's, in essence, got too much publicity now, and the powers that be want to shut it down. In any case, Dr. Stan, the real story behind the Chris Pedden challenge to Ron Paul is a woman named Kathy Hagler. She figures very prominently in Pedden's website. She is his mentor. She's most likely, I believe, the one who approached him and talked him into running as part of, you know, carrying water for the Republican National Committee at the national level, who is very much interested in getting Ron Paul out of the Republican Party. And this is very typical how they do it. You know, she's got a history of sabotaging campaigns for people who are constitutional conservatives and libertarians in the Republican Party. When the Tom DeLay fiasco hit in 2006, you remember, the courts prevented the Republican Party from naming a successor in the campaign, and so they, you know, they put in, you know, a fairly flaky woman congressman just to fill out the rest of his term, and she was just such a fiasco that she couldn't run, and so the Republicans were stuck with either having a write-in campaign or supporting a Libertarian Party nominee, Bob Smither. And Bob Smither
Joe, was... I think that what you're speaking of is Tom DeLay's seat. Tom was forced to resign, and so...
What did I say?
And so, and of course, the Republicans needed that seat, and this woman sabotaged their effort to get that seat. Go ahead.
That's right, and so that seat was given over to a Democrat who's... you know, in that congressional district to this day because of her efforts to sabotage Republicans making a deal with Smither. And he was willing to vote in the caucuses as a Republican and worked very closely with Ron Paul, who was part of that caucus. And she engaged in a sabotage campaign claiming that he was anti-family values. Here he is, a Christian homeschooler, and she's claiming he's anti-family values. And also accused him of many other things, being pro-abortion, which he wasn't. So needless to say, her smear campaign worked, and we got a Democrat in there to this day. So to me, I think that this appears to be a party hack at the national party level, and that it was and that this is a person who's carrying water for the national Republicans who want him out. So Ron Paul does need our support. He cannot use his presidential campaign funds for his congressional primary contest. And I encourage people to contribute to his congressional campaign. This is someone who the media would love to say, you know, not only couldn't he win the presidential thing, but he couldn't even keep his congressional seat. They want to denigrate his movement, which they are very much fearful of, is growing.
And more people begin to realize, of course, that we're never going to get out of the war in the Middle East. We're going to have war after war after war. We're having to borrow money every single month to pay our bills. Every single day, $2.5 billion we have to borrow to pay our bills. And yet we're still giving money away to countries all throughout the world. America is the greatest debtor nation in the world. Is certainly on the verge of financial bankruptcy. And the one man who's talking about it is being viciously attacked by the leaders of his own political party. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen for the last segment of this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Joel, why don't we go ahead with the program here?
Well, we're talking now about the rigged trials at the Guantanamo prison. You know, it isn't enough that our government is using secret evidence, denial of habeas corpus, evidence obtained through torture. Now we find out that according to a key official, Colonel Morris Davis, former chief prosecutor for Guantanamo's military commissions, that the process has been manipulated so that the government is preparing to make sure there are no acquittals at all. In an interview, when asked if he thought the men at Guantanamo could receive a fair trial, Davis provided the following account of an August 2005 meeting he had with Pentagon General Counsel William Haynes. Now, this is the top lawyer of the Pentagon. This is the man who now oversees the tribunal process for the Defense Department. Haynes said, "These trials will be the Nuremberg of our time," recalled Davis, referring to the Nazi tribunals in 1940. Actually, it weren't Nazi, it was the American tribunals, international community tribunals on Nazi war criminals, considered to be the model for procedure rights in the prosecution of war crimes. They had defense attorneys there. It was open to the public. They were not secret trials. In response, David said he noted that at Nuremberg, they even had some acquittals, something that had lent great credibility to the proceedings. David said, I told him that if we come up short and there are some acquittals in our cases, it will at least validate the process. At which point, Haynes said, "Wait a minute, we can't have acquittals. I've been holding these guys for so long that how can we explain letting them off, explain letting them get off? We can't have acquittals. We've got to have convictions. The real reason, of course, for no acquittals is to make sure those that are acquitted can't tell reporters about the level of torture they had been subjected to. They're going to have, I mean, this is a star chamber, Dr. Stan. This is a credible officer stating that he's got, firsthand evidence that they have, in essence, decided these people are guilty before the process starts."
Well, I think that reflects very badly on our legal system. It reflects very badly on the people of this country who seem to be willing to go along with an administration that doesn't want open and free trials. Basically, this is the sort of thing you saw in the Soviet Union, in Hitler's Germany. If these men are guilty, then they can be proven guilty in a court of law. But, of course, they don't want a court of law. They want to convict them and put them away or kill them. But certainly if they can get away with that with these people, whether they're guilty or innocent isn't important. If they get away with that with these people, if some of them are innocent, why they can do that to any innocent American citizen. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, there is no excuse for this type of behavior. These are the kinds of stories that don't get to the American people, but these are the kinds of stories that get out in my World Affairs brief in your publication, so they also get out overseas. So this is why there's a real anti-American sentiment being developed in Europe, because these are the kinds of stories that the Europeans read, and our own people don't understand why the Europeans think our administration is criminal, because they're denied this kind of stuff. The excuse that I was just following orders was no excuse of the war crimes, but it is now in the United States. Contributing editor Jordan Paust of The Jurist, actually of the University of Houston Law Center, says that opinions of the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel are manifestly inconsistent with the laws of war that provide no legal cover for any member of the executive branch seeking immunity for alleged war crimes And yet that's exactly what we're getting, is immunity for everybody. Earlier this month, U.S. Attorney General Mukasey publicly formalized what has been the Bush administration's functional program of immunity for alleged war crimes committed by civilians during the administration's unlawful programs of secret detention, torture, what they call coercive or harsh interrogation. And for the next year, Mukasey assured the Senate committee there will be no investigations and no prosecutions. In fact, as Faust explained in his book Beyond the Law, for the last 7 years, no person of any nationality or status has been prosecuted under the War Crimes Act. Alternative legislation for prosecution of all war crimes, the torture statute, the genocide statute, nothing. No one has been prosecuted. Refusal to faithfully execute the law has previously been obvious, and now it's official policy. What Mukasey's supposed justification for this inaction is, for example, with respect to admitted CIA waterboarding, he told the House Judiciary Committee, whatever was done as part of a CIA program at the time was the subject of Department of Justice opinion and was found to be permissible. What is Mukasey's malignant conception of permissible? His heir embraces, according to Faust, the autocratic notion that all within the executive branch is bound by opinions of the DOJ's Office of Legal Counsel, even if they, on their face, authorize and abet international crime. In our democracy, however, even unitary executive branches are not above the law, that is, until now.
How can you establish something on an opinion? I mean, it's either right or it's not, and that is determined in a court of law, not by somebody's opinion. I mean, I could say that I felt that under certain circumstances murders was justified. That's my opinion. And if I was a lawyer, did that make it legal? Of course not. How could he possibly justify torture because somebody in the Justice Department said it was his opinion that it was acceptable?
Well, and what they're making the case is the Justice Department, as part of the unitary executive branch, is totally immune from the other two branches of interfering with its decision to declare something legal or illegal. And that is just a scary point of law. And nobody's, they're verbally challenging in the Senate, but nobody's impeaching this president over this. This is an impeachable offense to say, to thumb the nose at the judicial branch and the legislative branch and say we can do whatever we want. And that's an impeachable offense that should be, taking them before the bar before that.
Well,
and of course, but even the courts would not defy this. Look, we have the case of the Supreme Court this week abdicating its responsibility to control executive power. The Supreme Court this week declined to intervene in an appeal of a lawsuit accusing the national security of spying on Americans.
Hey, we're out of time, Bill. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC presents another Sunday afternoon meet and greet. Come meet the TNT team and try a delicious and refreshing drink of Limu Mui, the Fucoidin-packed health drink. Get your survival supplies and sample some sumptuous Mountain House foods with survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 and we'll see you February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. here at KHNC 1368.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I like to remind our listeners that my ministry, it really is a fairly nationwide ministry. We have almost 60 outlets every single week, and it's an expensive proposition to keep it going, let me tell you. Shortwave internet, our radio stations, a satellite, but we do it because we want to educate people about what's going on, and we don't know a better way to do it. We're just so pleased to be able to be on this radio station every morning and be able to educate the people in Colorado and a few of them in Wyoming about what's going on, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being played out in a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And I think that most people talk about the political, but the spiritual forces that are moving the political actions really are seldom addressed. Or the specific organizations like the Lucius Trust, used to be the Luciferian Publishing House, was, and they're still here. You can go to their website. Of course, every time we talk about them, they take down many of the things that they've had up there. For instance, the funding of their front organization, World Goodwill, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and by the Jimmy Carter Foundation, President Jimmy Carter, that is. They've taken at least the Jimmy Carter part of it out. And, of course, the last thing they want is for the average individual to understand that some of the richest and most wealthy people in the world are associated with the Lucius Trust. And, of course, they've accumulated their wealth and their power because of their dedication to this Luciferian organization, formed by originally by Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian. And, of course, she's written many, many books. Well, she didn't write them. They were channeled to her by a demonic spirit called Joachim. And people, when you tell them that, their eyes glaze over. They don't understand. There really is another dimension. There really are spirit beings out there, demonic forces that are directing the course of what's going on. And certainly, if you're a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. What's more supernatural than being born of a virgin, or being killed and then being resurrected, or suddenly reappearing in a room filled with disciples when the doors are locked? There is a supernatural dimension, and our Lord was privy to that, but there is a supernatural dimension where the demonic activity takes place, which is why you need to get my talk, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that if you want to get it, Doctor. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get our four tape, or four CD set on the supernatural, that you want to get our four or CD or tape set on The Secret, Behind the Secret, addressing Rhonda Burns, has been featured on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, and certainly Jim Carrey says that this secret is what's given him his ability and his wealth, and it probably is. But you need to understand what the secret is, because you're tapping into occult power, and you really can get tremendous advantage that way, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. So then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the satanic crimes, going into the satanic crimes of the people in the Bilderberger unit, and there's a book that goes with that. We have certainly two other books on the Bilderbergers, The Bilderbergers by Daniel Estevan, and certainly the book Bilderberger Diary. We have a DVD called Endgame. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the truth out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 8927 until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
KHNC presents another Sunday afternoon meet and greet. Come meet the TNT team and try a delicious and refreshing drink of Limu Mui, the Fucoidin-packed health drink. Get your survival supplies and sample some sumptuous Mountain House foods with survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-625.